I'm about to share some things on this video that I've never shared publicly. What my uncle started to do, he turned my grandmama's house into a crack house. But what we didn't realize was, y'all, in that room, it had all of my information. So one day I get an alert from a bank. You know, like, yo, you're spending all of this money. I'm like, I'm not spending any money. Call my sister, what's going on with mom? They like, no, she really not feeling well. She's not herself. I'm like, how about you take her to the hospital? She like, no, she don't want to go. When I got there, you got to think about your hero, your mother, this person that you love so much. Sitting there, couldn't see, she couldn't walk, she couldn't talk. And I really want you to understand, like, in that moment, I'm crying like a baby. Man, it was tough. It was one of those things where I'm like, man, I don't believe what's happening right now. You literally do not know when your last day is. You don't know when things are going to happen. Like, there's so many people waiting for the perfect opportunity, the perfect time to start that business, to go back to college, to pursue your hobby, to pursue your dreams.
It has to work where it has to work.
Hey, if you're looking at this video right now, I want to first say I'm about to share some things on this video that I've never shared publicly. And I think it's important that I do that, right? Another thing I want to talk about in this video, so please watch until the very end. It's going to be some things that you like, wow, I have no clue that you went through them things. And I'm going to be all the way honest. Normally, I wouldn't share any of these things, but there's somebody looking at me that thinks I have it all figured out, and I don't, right? So I want you to know that. Second thing, if you're looking at this video, this is released on my birthday. I am officially 37 years old. And if you go to happybirthdayneo.com right now, I got something so special for you. It is going to literally blow your mind, right? So go to happybirthdayneo.com. You're going to be able to go buy something super special or get on the waiting list depending on when you see this. But it's one of those things that I put together to literally give you everything I ever created. If you wanted to make money digitally, now you could do that. If you wanted to make money with event spaces, now you could do that. If you want to get over 20 plus digital products that I created, you will now get all of that and more. So go to happybirthdayneo.com. So, man, first and foremost, I want to just take a minute. I want to just thank God, really, for another year, right? For another year. Another opportunity to be alive, another opportunity to be able to be walking, talking, breathing, laughing, just really show my gratitude. I also want to just show my gratitude to you, right? I'm nothing without you. I thank you for consuming my content. I thank you for executing on my content. I thank you for just tuning in to me. You can be anywhere else not watching this video. You could be doing a whole bunch of other things, but you're here tuned in with me. So I want to give you just my gratitude and my thanks. So now I want to go ahead and share some things with you. So last year, as you know, for most people, it was by far one of the hardest years of most people's lives, right? And last year was a challenging year for me as well. And essentially, I want to share. And the reason why I want to share this with you specifically, because so many people look at me like, Nehemiah got it going on. Everything is perfect in Nehemiah's life. Nehemiah got money. Nehemiah made it. Nehemiah is this. Nehemiah is that. Nehemiah, your family's good. Nehemiah, you got a team. You got all of these different things. So what happens is that sometimes you don't go after your goals, you don't go after your dreams, you don't go after certain things because you're like, man, it's always going to be hard or it's not easy like them. And what I need you to understand, you have no clue the battles that other people are facing. Like, I faced multiple battles in this last year and I'm going to share it with you. And another reason I'm going to share it with you, my entire life, I've never... If something is going on with me wrong, if something bad is happening to me, like, I'm never going to share it. It's just been in me. Like, it's like, I will never give a chink in my arm. I will never give you the opportunity to say he's going out bad, this bad happened to him, this bad happened to him, simply because it's never been me. It's just, I read a book, they talk about never share or show a chink in your armor. But the reason why I want to share some things that happened to me specifically, I want to share these things specifically with you because I want you to understand that even people who you believe got it going on, they're going through some things. But what I need you to understand in this moment is I need you to keep going. I need you to keep powering through. I need you to not let up. I need you to not give in. I need you to keep going, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? If not now, when, right? I need you to be that person for your family that when you get older, your kids are thanking you, your nephews are thanking you, your nieces are thanking you, your grandkids are thanking you, because you made a decision to go in on your goals and your dreams. You made a decision to persevere. You made a decision to be resilient. You made a decision to fully commit. You made a decision to not give up. You made a decision to not give in, right? So I want to go ahead and talk through that, right? And just kind of share with you. So last year, I'm headed out of the country, right? And I'm sharing this episode, and I didn't even really get my mom's permission, but I'm going to share it with you guys, right? But I'm headed out the country, and I call my mom. I'm like, hey, mom, I need you to go grab my passport, right? I need you to go ahead and grab my passport. And essentially, I'm about to leave out of the country. I need you to grab my birth certificate, excuse me, from Harrisburg. For those who don't know, I lived in Atlanta the last few years, but I'm from Philadelphia. I was born and raised there my entire life. So I had my mom, you know, her goal was to go get my birth certificate so I can travel. Since she's my mother, she was able to go get it. Call her the next day, hey, mom, what's going on? You go get my birth certificate? She said, no. I'm going to try to get it tomorrow, but I'm not feeling too well. I'm like, I need you to go make this happen. Only because I retired my mom, right? I retired my wife. But my idea of retirement is my mom just does whatever I need her to do, right? She works for me, right? So fast forward, next day, hit her back, like, didn't answer. I called my sister, what's going on with mom? They're like, no, she really not feeling well. She's not herself. I'm like, that's all right. How about you take her to the hospital? She's like, no, she don't want to go. Call back the next day, right? At this time, I think I was still out of town. I was somewhere. I wasn't in like the in the city, right? I might have been in like a Puerto Rico or a St. Thomas. I don't know specifically, but I knew I wasn't like so accessible, right, to like to where I lived at. So the next day, I'm like, yo, she's like, mom's really not feeling good. I'm like, call an ambulance. She got on the phone. No, I don't want to go. I think she was no, I don't want to take an ambulance. No. So we ended up forcing her to get in the ambulance. We took her to a hospital. Well, my sister took her to the hospital, right? I don't know if both of my sisters was there or one of them, but took her to the hospital. When she got to the hospital at this moment, like she was really out of it, right? I'm talking about, and for those who are here, you're watching, one of the ways I retired my mom was I got her own vitamin and herb store about 12, 13 years ago, I wanna say. And I'm talking about she's an herbologist. She's big into health. Like, she's a person always healing people, always telling people what to do, what to take, what to do, what not to do. So that's her. So it's very abnormal to really see her sick. It's very abnormal to really see her down, right? So while we're there, she's not doing well. And I'm so happy you got her here. If we waited another day, things might have been different. And I'm like, in my mind, when they're telling me this, I'm like, how? Like, what's going on with my mom? So luckily, my wife ends up flying to Philly. My wife's so caring. My wife's always going to just get there. So my wife ends up rushing to go to Philly. By the time my wife get there, she like, babe, you really need to come here. I'm like, wait, you sure? Like, you? So the very next day I came there, right? But prior to that, when I got there, it was a sight to see. You got to think about your hero, your mother, this person that you love so much, sitting there, couldn't see. She couldn't walk. She couldn't talk. And I really want you to understand, like, in that moment, I'm crying like a baby. I'm like, I don't know when the last time I cried, but that was one where I was like, I'm literally like, yo, is my mom going to be here? So for the next day, anytime she had to go to the bathroom, we literally had to lift her up to the toilet. Like, she couldn't walk, lift her on the toilet, right? Had to wipe her, right? Like, that's something that most people won't have to experience. And I'm like, man, it was tough. It was one of those things where I'm like, man, I don't believe what's happening right now. And we didn't know what was happening. The doctors didn't know what was going on. They had no ailments. They just knew nothing. They just knew she was literally out of it, couldn't do anything, couldn't walk, talk, anything, barely could eat, looking frail to me. So it was a challenge. So as we stayed there for the next 5-6 days, all we could think about was what were we going to do? And again, I'm so grateful that I bet it on myself earlier in my career. I'm so grateful that I was willing to do the hard things earlier in my career so life could become easy later. And when I say that, the idea was in that moment, I didn't care what I needed to do. Do we need a nurse 24 hours around the clock? What are we going to do to get my mom back and help? So we start calling around. How we, because we had to get her. Listen to this episode, you probably understand having one source of income is too close to none. And as one of the wealthiest people in the world, Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money in your sleep, you will work until you die. With that being said, I am finally exposing the industry to this very unique, very secretive way to make money in real estate that no one is talking about. No, I'm not talking about wholesaling. No, I'm not talking about fix and flips. No, I'm not talking about rehabs, right? No, I'm not talking about flipping contracts. I'm talking about event spaces. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go there and show you for $300. I'm going to waive that $300 fee and give you access to my free masterclass where I'm going to show you how to find your own location. I'm going to show you how to fund your own location. I'm going to show you how to automate this entire process. The same process that I help hundreds and hundreds of people do, I'm now pulling back the curtains. I'm going to help you do the same thing. So what I want you to do right now, go to eventspacemasterclass.com right now. Go ahead and register. And soon as you're done, go back to the episode. Once again, go to eventspacemasterclass.com. I will see you in our next class. To Atlanta. How are we going to get her to Atlanta? Was it a private jet? Was it a bus? Was it a Sprinter? Like, we called every possible option. They recommended that she didn't fly. That's why we didn't do the private jet. That's what we were going to do. They recommend she couldn't get on a regular plane. They recommended not to drive. So we like, yo, what do we do? About a week later, they ended up saying we could release her, maybe 7 to 10 days, and we ended up flying her to Atlanta, thank God. So I don't know who flew with her. I think my wife, or because my wife ended up staying there. So we get my mom to my house. We literally relocate. We let my mom stay in my room. And mind you, she still couldn't walk, still couldn't talk, still couldn't see or anything. She literally stayed in that room probably for the next 3 months, and we just nursing her back to health. Like, I'm talking about nursing her back, like giving her whatever she needed, the best of the meals. We had a chef there, like everything. Like, my wife is stay-at-home wife. So, you know, she was able to take care of her. Our nanny helped, our house manager. It was just a whole bunch of people who helped, my sisters, right? And all I could think about in those months was like, man, is my mom going to ever get back to where she was at? Is she ever going to become, you know, what she used to be? And it wasn't looking too bright. It wasn't looking too bright at all. We didn't know what we were going to do. And fast forward 4 months later, she finally almost got back to where she was at. Like, she got back. And it was just such a daunting task where we like, yo, we don't know if she's going to get back. And the reason why I'm sharing this story with you specifically is I need you to start something this season of your life. I don't know what that thing is. I don't know if it's starting a business, getting a promotion, getting a college degree. I don't know if it's going back to school. I don't know if it's pursuing your passion. I'm not sure what it is, but I need you to start. Hey, yo, you looking at this video, this is your reminder, right? Go to happybirthdayneo.com. Get on the waiting list, y'all. Your boy's turning 37 years old, and I want you to have the opportunity. One, come party with me. I'm flying somebody who's looking at this video out to Atlanta to come hang with me and hundreds of entrepreneurs going crazy. But if you're looking at this, you're like, bro, I've been wanting to learn the digital business. I got you. I've been wanting to learn about event spaces. I got you. For the first time ever, I am combining them. I'm giving you my digital marketing pack, right? Which is 10 to 15 different digital products to help you learn and grow a digital business. And I'm giving you my entire $5,000 event space program, which is responsible for helping hundreds and hundreds of people just like you open and operate their own profitable event spaces. So what I decided to do is put all of these things together. And at 9 p.m., April 16th, 37 minutes. You're going to be able to get all of those things for $370. And you're going to be entered to win cash. You're going to be entered to win the flyout package and all of that and more. So if you're looking at this, go to happybirthdayneo.com. Get on the wait list. Or if you're looking on Instagram, comment the number 37 right now. We're going to send you a link. Let's go. And the reason why I need you to start and the reason why I need you to commit is you literally do not know when your last day is. You don't know when things are going to happen. Like, my mom's so healthy, so strong, in a matter of a moment, like she was out of it in a matter of a moment. What happens if that happens to you? what happens to your family? And luckily for me, thank God, like when my mom went down, I still paid all her bills. I pay all her bills, but nothing missed. Her car is paid, where she lives is paid, all of her bills is paid. All of those things were being paid because I made a decision to commit and I made a decision to go all in. So yeah, so I'm sharing this with you because I need you to make a decision in this season. Like, poverty ends with me, wealth begins with me. In this season, I'm going to fully commit. I'm not going to keep waiting for the perfect opportunity. I'm not going to keep waiting for the perfect time. There's so many people waiting for the perfect opportunity, the perfect time to start that business, to go back to college, to pursue your hobby, to pursue your dreams. One of the things my brother Inky Johnson talks about is he talks about emptying the bucket every single day. And what emptying the bucket mean is wake up every single day, give your day everything that you got. I also heard Inky say, you are naive to believe you're going to make it home at night. You are naive when you leave out, kiss your mom, kiss your wife, kiss your kids. I see you later. How do you know? You don't know. So what am I telling you? I need you to start maximizing, start doing everything you could do. Right. So that was one of the things that happened to me last year that was like, ooh. And I know people have had parents that passed, children. My dad been in jail since I was 2 for murder. He died there, but I didn't know him. So it didn't really matter to me. The last passing was my grandmom, and that really hurt me because that was the love of my life. But that was about 5 to 7 years ago. Right. But I've never had so close to death like a mother. And I'm sure some people are watching this. You may have lost a mom or a father. And I give you my condolences. But I understand how tough that could be from just the snippet of me feeling like, yo, my mom may not be here. Right. So while all that is happening, I want to go a little deeper. Right. For those who don't know, my mom lives in Philadelphia. Right. My grandmama passed away. My grandma took care of my uncle, right? My uncle, which is her son, they live together, right? And for those who don't know, I grew up West Philly, born and raised, right? 52nd and Wyalusing. And in the particular house in 52nd and Wyalusing, it's my same exact room. I got my house with my room in there. I got my desk. I had my little single bed. Like, I still got pictures up on the wall and all of those things, right? And what happened was my uncle has been on crack for about 20 years. He's been clean, maybe, I don't know how long he's been clean, maybe 15 years, but he spent a huge amount of his life on crack cocaine, and someone also slipped a Mickey into his drink. So he's always been off for years. Like, he's not off, but he's a little off, I would say, when I say from the drugs, the excessive drugs, the being slipped the Mickey, right? So he's on medicine and all type of things to keep him, you know, mentally sane. So when my grandmama died, no one was there to take care of him other than my mom. So my mom would go there to check on him because it's around the corner from our vitamin store. My mom would go check on him every day. She'd call him every day, checking in on him, seeing how things going, what's going on, Marty, this and that. And my uncle's on like a fixed income. He get, I think, a Social Security or welfare every single month, like maybe $1,000 or something, and whatever the number is. And he blows it every month from gambling, I mean, from the lottery. So you got to really monitor him. Like, you got to take his money. My mom got to pay the bills. Like, you got to do it. If not, it's not going to happen, right? So, mind you, my mom was down for 3 to 4 months, right? No one knows this. My mom was down 3 to 4 months. While my mom being down 3 to 4 months, what my uncle started to do was he turned my grandmama's house into a crack house, which is crazy. So he would allow crackheads to come inside of the house and shoot up. Dope, shoot up, whatever, fentanyl, whatever it is. Like, he was letting them. And then I believe he started partnering with somebody where they would let crackheads pay too. Like, my uncle don't, like, he's willing to do anything for money. And mind you, he still wasn't using, from my understanding, but he allowed somebody to come in and use the house as a crack house. They came in there, they ruined my grandma's room. But what we didn't realize was, y'all, in that room, my bedroom, I still had all my paperwork. So I had old bills. I probably had things with my Social Security on there. Like, it had all of my information. So one day I get an alert from a bank, Key Bank, that, you know, like, yo, you're spending all of this money. I'm like, I'm not spending any money. And I'll come back to this bank in particular, but I'm not spending any money, right? But then I get an alert from a credit card. They got into my Chase card, start burning through all of this money, maybe tens of thousands of dollars. They got into another car, burning through that, got through another. And they were so good. These scammers were so, I got scammed. They were so good that they turned my phone up. Like, the two-factor authentication went to them. Their address, they changed their address on my credit report. Like, they start acting as if it was me. And they ran up tens of thousands of dollars on credit. No, all of the credit card companies, Chase, the Amexes, those type of cards, they went and resolved the problem. With KeyBank specifically, they did about maybe 30 to 50,000, I don't got the exact number, of usage. Like, they was burning through the KeyBank lines of credits that I had. And mind you, KeyBank is a bank that I've been with for years, and I've literally referred probably to them millions and millions of dollars in we sent people there to go get lines of credit. So they probably gave out millions and millions of dollars in lines of credits, credit cards, all of this, because that was a bank that we were representing, or like they had a good product at the time. So we're sending that to people. So I called a bank, let them know, like, yo, you know, all of my stuff is messed up right now. We just got scammed. All of these bad things are happening. And they said, cool, we'll put a hold on everything. Great. So, like Chase and like the other ones, I assume that I'm now good. Hey, stop what you're doing. I know you're watching this episode. I want you to go to 7figurevirtualeventebook.com. I'm going to say it again, 7figurevirtualeventebook.com. I had the privilege this year to help multiple people do 6 and 7 figure days leveraging virtual events. And I put together a 7-step process that's going to walk you through it step by step by step. And once you're done with that book, if you're like, Neo, I want to learn this a lot more in a deeper sense, I want you to go to mastermindwithneo.com. This is one pillar of my mastermind, right? We got 5 different pillars that we teach. This is just one pillar, how to dominate virtual events, right? So if you're interested, go to mastermindwithneo.com and book a call with my team to see if you are a good fit to join our mastermind. Let's go. I assume, like, yeah, are we great now? Like, we could fix this up. We put a lock on a credit report. We did all of these different things. We tried to catch it. About a month later, I get a 30-day late on my credit report. Credit went from 760, 770 to probably under 700. Boom. And I called him, like, yo, like, what's going on? Like, why is this on my credit? We told you that all of these different things happened. 30 days later, another 30 day. So it was a 60 day late. Mind you, we've already got a police report. We already talked to the bank multiple times. We talked to multiple people at the bank. Like, we did everything you could think about to really stop this entire situation. So I ended up getting a 60 day late, and we're calling the KeyBank, talking to, number one, is the most horrible bank ever right now. I will never refer them ever again to anything, because of, if you go through this, they're not going to help you. It's like, if luckily I found somebody, we went to a bank, and I luckily somehow, this young lady knew me from Instagram. And if it was not for her, shout out to Ashley, that I would have never. And I want to say this just while I'm talking about this. I'm sharing this because I want y'all to know what happened to me last year, but I would have never, it's old. I don't share things that happened in the past, but I'm sharing this because I need you to understand, like, people go through some stuff, but what are you going to do about it, right? Well, you got to find a way to get up out of it. You got to get resourceful, right? So fast forward, try everything. We talked to this manager, I'm going to help you do this, I'm going to help you do that. None of them helped do anything. If it wasn't for Ashley pushing the case and figuring this thing out, I would have never got anything resolved. So at this point now, my credit is all the way down to like a 620. It was crazy. And I'm talking about for 6 months, I lost my credit. So what did this do? It reduced all my credit cards across the board. So I went from being able to spend $500,000 a month on American Express. And guys, we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to operate our businesses. Spent $500,000 a month. That went all the way down to like $50,000. So all of my limits got limited. So now everything we were doing is cash. Like every time we buy on American Express, we got to pay to get it reduced. Like I'm paying my American Express bill now every single day because we can't, our business, parts of the business was shutting down, meaning software, because we didn't know, because all of these things are on auto pay with Amex. So moral of it, y'all, was during this time, I had bad credit, low 600s. For 6 months, meaning the entire last half of the year, my credit was so low that luckily, you know, we already got mortgages. We already got, it doesn't affect those things that we already had, but I couldn't go buy the business vehicle at the end of the year using my credit for the tax write-off that we need. I couldn't go buy the property that we wanted. Luckily, we bought another property at the beginning of last year, but I couldn't go buy another property so I could do a cost segregation study and get the tax write-off on this particular property at the end of the year using my credit. Like, so all of those things of this one person scamming me affected all of these things, but what did I have to do? I had to continue to be resourceful. Like I had to continue to keep pushing through. I had to continue to figure it out, right? So it went from my mom being sick and almost dying, went from me getting scammed, they scamming $50,000 to $75,000 in credit, me losing over 100 points in credit score where I couldn't now buy the house that we wanted. I mean, couldn't buy the things we wanted, couldn't do any of the write-offs. So that also affected how our business operated. But I'm sharing this with you guys because you got to be persistent and you got to be willing to commit. Luckily, 2024, my credit is now back to the 767, right? But guess what? I had to persist. I didn't give up. I didn't fret. I just kept it going. No one knew anything except for a couple people. No one never going to know. But I'm sharing this with y'all to let y'all know, man, that yo, when things happen, it's how you react to them. What are you going to do about it? How can you recover? And I'm letting you know, there's going to be things in life that's going to happen, but it's how you respond, right? How did I respond? I had to go figure it out. I had to go make something happen. I had to get resourceful. I had to keep trying to fight through. I had to keep pushing through, right? So those are two things that happened to me that was super critical from my mom to the credit. Like, and maybe the credit thing, not a big thing to most people, but y'all, you can't do a lot of things with bad credit. You can't do a lot of things when your finances ain't right. You can't do a lot of these things. But luckily, thank the God, I was able to push through them. And several other things happened that maybe we'll save. If comment the word part two, and we maybe create a part two for this. But I want to keep this video light. But I wanted to share this on my birthday and be vulnerable. Just to let you know, man, one, I'm grateful that I saw 37, but I wanted to just let you know that keep pushing through. There's going to be some things that are happening. People are going to be, and not to mention in our company, the amount of people that betrayed us, the amount of people that just did dirty things and they quit and they like, that's a whole nother topic that we could get into. But I just wanted to go ahead and share this with you just to let you know, push through. Don't stop. Stay consistent. Don't give up. Don't give in. So again, I'm wishing you another prosperous year. I'm wishing you success. I'm wishing you favor. I'm wishing you abundance. I'm wishing you the best in everything that you do. And if you're looking at this video, don't stop. Don't give up. And what I want you to do, go to happybirthdayneo.com. It might be www.happybirthdayneo.com. I'm sure it's going to be the link in this description. Go ahead and get our program. If you want to learn digital, you want to learn event space, you're getting over $15,000 if you were to buy all of these things individually, I think for $370 for my 37th birthday, right? So go to happybirthdayneo.com, and I cannot wait to see you on our next show. So hopefully this was helpful for you. Hopefully you allowed us to have you keep pushing, not quitting, and not giving in. We'll see you on the next one. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. I hope you're getting an extreme amount of value. I want you to go ahead and comment below, share with me your biggest takeaway. In addition to that, my number one goal is for me to be able to grow all of my social platforms so I can give you info, insight, strategy, and gain from every platform there is. So take a minute to follow me on Instagram at Neo DeViso, same exact name on Twitter, same exact name on TikTok, and follow me on LinkedIn at Nehemiah Davis. I would love for you to be able to be tuned into my articles and everything that I drop relating to helping you get to that next level in your life. Tune in.